The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At producer T. Scott. You can also text the show. And, of course, watch us on live stream. Where apparently someone saw me drop a son of a bee while you were doing your commercial. I didn't actually say it. I just mouthed it.
What happened? They made you son of a...
Can't get people to return my texts and emails on this thing that I'm trying to get done.
You need me to text you?
No, no.
Okay.
Unless you can put an ad on SportsMap for me.
Sure, I got you, man.
I'm trying to make some money here for the team.
I know.
Missed the first hour, lots of good stuff. Mostly sports. In fact, almost all sports.
Too much sports,
yeah,
really.
Very, very sportsy. But we'll try to mix it up a little bit this hour. Jerome Solomon will join us at the bottom of the hour, probably be sportsy. I got a bunch of football stuff, but that would probably be sportsy. I got some non-football stuff, too.
Okay.
Apparently... I don't know how much attention you've been paying to Brock Osweiler at Dolphins camp, but he's throwing
I've been paying literally zero attention to that.
He's basically, they were people tweeting out, Brock Osweiler throws his seventh interception of training camp.
Oh, my.
Brock Osweiler throws another interception, his eighth. Apparently, I think he's up to nine in training camp. I'm going to go with that's below average.
Well, if I were the Texans, I would probably give up a couple of draft picks to get him right now.
Okay.
That's the time. Sign him to a big deal.
I get this about a couple times a week, so I'm going to explain it to you in a very simple way.
Oh, boy. This sounds like Salty Fred's about to come
out. No. It really bugs me that every day at 5 o'clock, the intro to the show is, if you're not down with that, we got two words for you, followed by, are you ready? That's three words. Yeah, you obviously know nothing about where that came from. The two words for you are suck it. It's an old wrestling thing, so if you don't know the reference, go look it up.
Even I know they used to expel people in middle school if you made that gesture.
Yeah.
Oh, I did that on stage at graduation.
Really?
Yeah.
They couldn't expel you then.
They were trying to not give me my diploma because I did that, but my recruiter called them and said, hey, we're going to need that. And they were like, oh, okay. And they gave it up. Mm. Yeah. I made $20 to do that. Those were the good old days when you could get $20 for just making an inappropriate signal to people.
Yeah. I get if you don't know the reference that you would say, no, it doesn't make any sense, but rather than complain about it, I might research it, is what I would do, and then complain about it. But it's been with us forever. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-37. Robert says, sounds like Miami's going to have a great defense this year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's possible.
Yeah. The Dolphins, to me, are a team that I'm not even giving... I'm not giving them any shot, really.
No, I don't think they're very good.
Yeah, it's a poorly run organization. I don't trust their quarterback situation. I don't like that they got rid of Jarvis Landry. I don't know how many weapons they've really got. They keep trading good players. I don't know.
Isn't it crazy that, let's just say Tom Brady blew his ACL today. Wouldn't you still pick the Patriots to win the AFC East this year?
Yeah, because the problem is, I don't trust the Dolphins at all. And, you know, Buffalo, I don't know if they're better without Tyrod Taylor. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's not Tyrod. Everybody's been mispronouncing his name forever. He's Tyrod.
That's what happens when you play in Buffalo. Nobody cares.
Well, and you're a backup at the Ravens for a lot of years, so
yeah.
Nobody would notice. But, yeah. 713-780. ESP injured number 713-780-3776. I always thought it was a reference to Talladega Nights. I don't know the reference, but smart enough to know that Are You Ready wasn't meant for the two words.
No.
Yeah, I get it if you don't know the reference. I really do. But
yeah.
It's just one of those things that I get asked it a lot, so I kind of felt the need to go ahead and tell people. Because, you know, we're not that stupid. I know people think we are, but... I know that that's three words, not two. I can't read the screen anymore.
Yeah, I got you. It's Robert.
Robert?
Bobby.
Let's get Robert on.
How y'all doing?
We're doing sports, Bobby. What's up?
Hey, big fan, man. My name is Robert and everything, and I heard y'all was just talking about the D-Generation Next thing, whatever and all that. And I don't know if y'all wanted to jump ship or not. I just wanted to know y'all top five wrestlers. That's all. Since y'all was talking about the theme song.
Top five wrestlers. Of all time. Do you know yours? Number one is Andre the Giant.
Number one for me.
Number one.
Yeah.
Who else do
Jake
I like?
Jake the Snake Roberts is number
you
two
like
for
Jake
me.
The Snake
I
Roberts?
Love Jake the Snake Roberts.
I don't like him. I don't like snakes.
I know you don't like snakes, but the DDT was my favorite finishing move.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
And that's going back to Houston wrestling.
I used to think that was so so awful when he would knock someone out with a DDT to put that snake on them. I said, man... I liked Brutus the Barber. I liked him better. He would knock you out and then shave your head. Like that was that was a good gimmick.
But when he was with Houston Wrestling, it was Jake the Snake and some guy called the Barbarian, who was this giant guy who looked like the guy from Road Warrior, right?
Yeah.
But he spoke with a lisp.
Oh,
that's... And so they didn't let him talk a lot, but he'd always come out and say, "I love the women in Houston."
Oh boy,
they have thumber teeth.
Well, that's
thumb are yellow and thumb are missing. That was his big bit. Now, I don't think they ever let him talk again after that. But yeah, Jake the Snake would be my second favorite. Probably go with Stone Cold 3.
Okay, that's
Rock,
a good one.
Rock 4.
Oh, okay.
And Triple H 5.
I liked number one is Andre the Giant, and it's not even close. I like Arn Anderson. I liked Ravishing Rick Rude because he would just make out with your chick. Like I always thought that was the coolest thing. Like he'd like pick somebody out of the crowd and it'd be some dude's wife and she'd just go in there and make out with Rick Rude. I like, the Iron Sheik and, who else do I like? Oh, I like, yeah, I might go with Brutus the Barber as my number five.
I'm gonna go way.
Oh, I like Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, he was pretty. I liked him a bit too. I think I'll tell you a name from the past that I always enjoyed.
Coco Beware,
Harley Race.
Oh yeah,
and that's going pretty far back. One of my favorite match of all time was in the now church. It was the Summit back then. Harley Race and Andre the Giant. And Harley was the champion. And, of course, Andre was kicking his ass.
Mm-hmm.
So they both got outside the ring, and Harley held him outside the ring long enough for a double disqualification so he wouldn't lose the belt.
Ah.
One of my favorite tricks.
I really liked Kamala. You remember him? He was like, it's super racist to be Kamala now. Because he was like a click talker, and he had all these paintings all over his body, and like, but you couldn't get away with that gimmick now. But Kamala was terrifying to me as a child. I did not like Hulk Hogan. I never liked Hulk Hogan. This will be unpopular opinion amongst real hardcore wrestling fan. I don't get what's so great about Ric Flair. Like, every time I saw him wrestle, his match was the exact same thing. which is the same reason I didn't like Hulk Hogan, because it was the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
Like, he gets beat up, and then he starts to shake and shake his head, and the sweat's flying everywhere. And then, I mean, Ric Flair was the same way. Like, he'd get beat up, and then he'd do the walk, and then he'd fall on his face. And then he'd get up, and he'd karate chop you in the chest a bunch of times. And then he'd spin around, and you'd karate chop him in the chest a bunch of times. And then you'd slip up, and he'd figure four you. It's like, man, change up your game every once in a while. I didn't like those guys.
Yeah, I was never as big on, like, Ted DiBiase. I wasn't a huge fan.
No, he was lame too. Yeah.
A lot of people keep mentioning Mankind. He didn't really do anything for me.
That's why you could tell where my priorities were when I was a kid. I liked Ravishing Rick Rude and not Ted DiBiase. Like, I liked the guy who could get chicks, not the guy who had the money. I was like, no way, I'll take that guy who's getting all the chicks. They all just go in there and make out with him. He had that gross curly hair, a bunch of Jerry curl in his hair. He's like, his hair's just dripping. It's like disgusting. But he had really awesome abs, and chicks were like, and he had a mustache, like a standalone mustache, and chicks would still make out with him. Like, he was like Tom Selleck or something. It's like if Tom Selleck had great abs. He's dead though, right? I think all my favorite wrestlers are dead now, except the Iron Sheik. He's still hanging in there.
Yeah.
Is the Honky Tonk Man dead?
I don't remember.
I used to hate when the Honky Tonk Man would wrestle, but I always liked it when he hit somebody in the head.
I'll tell you a guy who's almost on my list. Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, I liked him too.
Yeah.
I liked him. I always liked really big guys. I liked King Kong Bundy. I remember by the time I was old enough to really get that wrestling was rigged, I knew that King Kong Bundy was wrestling Lawrence Taylor at WrestleMania, and I knew Lawrence Taylor was going to win, even though I was like, man, Lawrence Taylor's a crackhead. Like, there's no way he could beat King Kong Bundy in a real battle. And, of course, he did. It was garbage.
Mm.
Lawrence Taylor.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break.
Why would you do that to us? Why didn't we just get into 5 or 10 minutes of wrestling?
Yeah, because he called and asked, and then we, instead of like, let's talk about something else, we ran with it.
That's why you're the number one show.
What's the worst wrestling gimmicks? Like, who had the worst thing?
Like Taker. Always coming back from the dead.
Yeah, that was lame.
What was the gay guy with the gold?
Gold dust.
Yeah.
That was Dusty Rhodes' son. There was a guy before him named Rick the Model Martel. He used to fight with Jake the Snake, and he had cologne, and he would spray cologne in your eyes, and you'd go blind. I was like, oh, that's the lamest trick. I always thought that Hillbilly Jim had a lame gimmick. It's just like, oh, so you're a hillbilly.
Yeah, he's just a hillbilly. Like, I always liked the Bushwhackers. The Bushwhackers were
I liked
cool.
them too, yeah. Even though they sucked.
Yeah.
I mean,
they just had that this move.
Yeah, and then, that was Hacksaw Jim Duggan who said ho. What did the Bushwhackers yell?
I can't remember.
I don't either.
All right, we're going to take a quick break.
And then Tito Santana, you know what his gimmick was? He was Mexican. That's the whole gimmick. during the pitch, it's like, so I think Vince McMahon was like, what's your character going to be? He's going to be Mexican. Okay, and then what? I'm going to have a chili pepper on the ass of my wrestling underwear. Okay. And then I'll yell like I'm a Mexican. And then he's like, sold. Okay. Wow. That was easy. I guess Mexicans were more rare back then than they are now.
My favorite as a kid growing up was probably Wahoo McDaniel, though.
I'm not familiar.
That's
with
way him. Before your time.
Was he an Indian?
Of course.
There was one when I was a kid called Tatanka. You remember him? Yeah, Tyler knows.
Yeah. God, some of those things.
And he would do like, the problem with Indian wrestler gimmicks is they always do like a rain dance before they
do
their finishing
move. That was his like finisher move, yeah.
But sometimes when you're doing that dance, you're not paying enough attention. And somebody like Ric Flair will trip you and lock that figure four on out of the blue after you've been karate chopping the hell out of him. I almost said the S out of him, but yeah.
God, how did we get on this? Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. How the hell are we get on this? And I was reminded it was Chief Wahoo McDaniel.
What did you call him?
Wahoo McDaniel.
Oh, put some respect on his
name. I know. You got to put the respect on his
name.
He's
got a title, sir.
Yeah.
It's like, wasn't there a, didn't there used to be a dentist wrestler? Like, there was a wrestling gimmick for a wrestler.
That sounds familiar. I don't know his name, though.
I'm going to look it up. But yeah, that has to fall under worst wrestling gimmicks. Isaac Yankum, DDS.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that used to be that was Kane.
Oh really?
Yeah, before he was Kane, who's
before
now like
he's a mayor now.
He's a mayor. Yeah. We're at Tennessee, right?
Knox County. I think Tennessee.
Yeah. I'll be damned. Yeah. I'll be damned.
And no, we're not going to go over our favorite tag teams. the Dudleys for me, but that's, you know.
Really?
Yeah. They came along late, and I wasn't really into wrestling anymore, and I saw them, and I thought they were funny. But all the ones I grew up with were like, it was fun when it was Houston wrestling, and then it became Mid-South wrestling, and then it morphed into WWE, which is why that Andre the Giant documentary was so cool, because you kind of saw him go through all that, and
yeah,
how it was growing back then, but I quit following it.
I liked the Wild Samoans, and I liked the Rock and Roll Express. Oh, and I liked the Steiner Brothers. They were pretty good.
Steiner Brothers. I always went with Road Warriors.
Oh, they were pretty good too.
Yeah, those guys were good.
I saw. Did you see yesterday that Jim the Anvil Neidhart died? Of the Hart Foundation.
He's going to be on Deaths tomorrow.
Yeah, RIP. What are the guys who used to dress up like they were in Mad Max?
That was Road Warriors.
No, the other guys. They wore black, like Demolition. They had the face paint. You remember them? Are you too young for Demolition?
I'm not. That's not ringing any bells.
Man, you remember Demolition, Fred?
No.
They were the champions when I was a kid. They were the best. Yeah. I think they were before the Road Warriors.
Because it was kind of weird because I went through a couple phases where when my son started watching when he was really young, so I'd watch wrestling with him, and that was Rock and Stone Cold and those guys. And then when he lost interest, I quit watching. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Demolition had an axe smash.
Axe and Smash were the name of the guys.
Okay, yeah.
Now that I look them up, I do kind of remember these guys. They look like they're in a metal band.
It was like a Kiss video, kind of. Like the guy would stick his tongue out, and it was like really bright red. Yeah.
A lot of people saying that was Legion of Doom.
No.
Hmm.
Legion of Doom was the same as the Road Warriors, I'm pretty sure. That was
James Laurinaitis' dad was in Road Warriors.
Hawk and Animal.
Yeah.
That was Legion. That was the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom.
Somebody save me. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
A lot of people are saying we've got to give love to Booker T because he's local, and The Undertaker for being local. Yeah, we've heard the story that The Undertaker, he was on Jerome's high school basketball team.
Yeah, there's a picture running around of those guys. Seen it before.
The Undertaker, maybe the most famous guy who's ever told me he loves my show. That's still my greatest moment.
Really?
As a radio man. When I was in Austin at the UFC, I got introduced to The Undertaker. And he said, "You got to come back to Austin. I love your show. I miss it." And I was like, oh, man. If I like, imagine how cool that would have been if I cared about wrestling. But even me, not caring at all about wrestling, I was like, it's still The Undertaker. Like if Hillbilly Jim had said that, I wouldn't have thought it was that cool. But I mean, The Undertaker, he's kind of a big deal, even if you don't like wrestling. Jermaine showed me a picture of Harley Race body slamming under the Giant. I thought Hulk Hogan was the only one to ever do it. He let Harley Race slam him, too. That's the only way Andre the Giant got slammed. He would let people slam him.
Well, that was one of my favorite. I think the best card I ever saw as a kid. And I was probably a teenager by then, but that was the main event, was Harley Race. And they had brought together, there were like three big groups at the time. There was, it was NWA, AWA, and there was one U.S. And I think Harley Race was like the U.S. champion. I'm not sure, but there were three big things. And like superstar Billy Graham fought on that one. And the main event was Andre and Harley Race. But it was superstar Billy Graham and may have been Ric Flair. So they had all three champions on the card at what was in the Summit. That was pretty cool.
That is cool. Mm. And now that's the house of the Lord.
That's right. And I think Jesus himself probably wrestles there now.
Probably so. Wrestles demons.
That's right. That's right. Hey, are you still watching Banshee? I'm not Banshee, Preacher.
No, I stopped after season one. Yeah. The ending of season one pissed me off, and I was like, I'm just not going to invest anymore.
I know. I'm kind of... I'm kind of wondering why I stuck with it, because the devil character is like the most cheesy-looking devil I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. But Better Call Saul was okay last night.
I didn't watch it yet.
I thought
I was busy with a broken washing machine. I'll watch it tonight. Plus, I've been catching up on. I've been binge watching Peaky Blinders.
Yeah,
which the problem is my downstairs TV, like so I've got two living rooms, and there's my main television, my biggest television. Is also my newest television. And it doesn't, for whatever reason, the closed captioning or like the English to whatever translator thing doesn't work on that TV with Netflix. So I've been having to watch it up in my room because I can't understand what they're saying. I mean, they're speaking English. I don't understand it.
Usually if I pick a Netflix show, eventually I'll probably pick up my phone, start messing around on it, like scrolling through Twitter or whatever. That is one show that you have to be locked in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You cannot have any distractions.
Well, I have to watch it locked in because it's just like Narcos to me, because I have to read the whole time. Because
you got to read. You can't even eat while you're watching a show while you have subtitles on.
I just don't understand. I don't understand the Queen's English, if that's what they're speaking. I don't know.
No, I don't think it's that. I that's how I was with Luther. I really had to pay attention.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the show so much.
It's a good show. Yeah. I'd watched season one a long time ago, and I don't know why I didn't watch season two. And now I just finished season three, and my mind is a little bit blown at what just happened at the end of season three. And season four is the last one they've got done. I don't know. Are they going to keep going with that?
I believe they are. I mean, it's BBC, right? So it's... It's going to come out on BBC before it even hits Netflix.
I can't believe they put that show on broadcast television in England.
Yeah, they put a lot of stuff on.
I mean, there's violence.
And, oh, yeah, well, that's...
Cursing and titties, and I mean, it's like a... sorry. There's violence and cursing and nudity.
I don't know.
Sorry about that. But that's just on regular TV in England, I guess.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
No, I know.
Bored.
No,
you're very bored. No, when I'm talk not about bored. This.
I'm sorry.
You're distracted by your business.
It's our business. It's right. The whole company's business. I'm trying to get money for the people here.
I got you. I
make money from my partners. I'm like Hyman Roth.
I feel you, man.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Behold the king. The king of kings. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. That music generally means Jerome Solomon, but I don't see Jerome Solomon's name on the board right there, so...
We wanted to mention for good news for Astros fans, I would say.
Yeah. Who's coming back?
Trevor Tyler Bauer goes on the 10-day DL with small stress fracture fibula.
That's not what I asked. Who's coming back for the Astros?
Nobody. Oh. No, but other teams are getting people hurt too, so that's good, right?
Well, Aaron Judge is still out.
Yeah.
He may never play again.
Yeah, Trevor Bauer having the best season of his career. And he's the number two starter. Well, he's the number two starter, I would say, for the Indians. The Indians are sort of the luxury of having a massive lead in their division. They're 12 and a half games up in their division.
Their division is as bad as the Astros was last year.
The second place team is under 500. Mm-hmm. So they can probably fade a Trevor Bauer injury, but they need him back for the playoffs. And he's got a stress fracture in his leg. That's never a good thing. But we talked about this yesterday with Kluber, Bauer, Carrasco. They might have – you could argue their 1-2-3 is even better than the Astros, but they're at least the only – I think they're the only team that's in that
– conversation.
In the conversation with them.
I would agree.
So that's a big blow to the Indians. Granted, it's better it's happened now than, a month from now, but at least for them. But, yeah, it's still a there's no timetable on his return.
337 says, Fred, you're too hard on yourself. I watched the video with Holly, and you were very presentable with your jacket and hair slicked back. Ditch the ball caps. Well.
What's the move, then?
I don't know. I mean, once I get a few more pounds off, I think I'm going to buy a bunch of new clothes, a bunch of new dress-type clothes. And then we'll see. I may just go with the full-on slick back hair. We'll see how that goes.
Tyler, I'm seeing that the expletive got out over the air.
I'm getting a lot of texts.
It should not have because I hit the dump button twice.
Is the dump button working?
that's a fair question.
Yeah, that's
when's the last time we tested that?
Valid.
I mean, I guess if I'm going to accidentally say something on the air, that's better than
at least it wasn't
a lot of other stuff I could have said.
Unless they are listening on the stream, because
there's people saying they heard it in their vehicles.
Yeah,
I'd like to take this time to apologize for what I said about what's shown on TV in Europe. That was a slip of the tongue, and it was inappropriate. And I apologize sincerely from the bottom of my heart.
And on behalf of Gal Media. I would also like to apologize. This is not the kind of thing that we like your children hearing in the car.
Right.
While they're driving around. Not that we're against those things in particular. Actually, we're all for. I think everyone could say they're for them, but not referring to them by that on air because we're not allowed to do that. It's kind of silly. Frankly, I think it's ridiculous that you can say boobs, but you can't say that.
Yeah. Listen.
Same thing, right?
It's the same thing.
All right. Help a lady out with fantasy football, please. I beat the guys last year on an auto draft. What order do I fill the positions I'm drafting?
That's too wide open of a statement.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. I'll give you a little advice. Starting here very soon, every Thursday, AJ's going to have his fantasy rankings up. He'll have a pre-draft fantasy rankings. Just go buy those. Use AJ's rankings.
The first one I'll probably do is next Thursday.
Okay. So there you go. Okay, somebody said listening on the app and did not hear it. Well, if you're on the app, you heard it. This is a dark moment for Gal Media and all of us.
That I said the T word?
Dude, if that's the worst thing that we've ever gotten dumped for gotten dumped for.
It could have been way worse.
Yeah,
trust me.
We've said way worse.
I'm all right.
Oh, there was one time when somebody left the mics on and... We were talking about something that would have really gotten us in trouble. Fortunately, nobody could hear it. 713-780. ESPN, yeah, Lamont said, went out over the air in his truck. His son heard it and got excited because he's 19, so thanks. All right, so I guess we're not going to have Jerome today, huh? It says confirmed next to his name.
I texted him at 2:30. He said he's okay to do it, and then whenever I called him, it's ringing once and then going straight to his voicemail.
Which means he's probably interviewing somebody.
Yeah.
That's generally what he does. Santos says the Buzz uses that word on their morning show all the time. Why don't they get in trouble? I don't know. We've been told all along that's one of the ones we can't use.
I think the Buzz uses tatas.
Ah, that's a different word.
That's different. You know, we used to play tickets for tatas in Austin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where guys would bring their wives and girlfriends in, and they would do a segment with us topless. And in exchange, we would give them tickets to sports games.
That sounds like a fun thing.
It's a really fun thing.
Maybe that's what we should do with our giveaways.
And of course, like, so we're... Where Tyler is, there would be, like, all the salespeople would gather, all the, even the bosses would gather. Eventually, we had to, like, put newspaper over all the windows because everybody was trying to get a free show. Well, we were the ones giving away the tickets.
That's not fair. Right. Well, that's just like when we get food out here.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
It's like locusts. Like if they're all over it.
If there's tatas or food, everyone starts swarming. Sales staff never comes to this side of the building, but trust me, we had a topless chick in here. You know right where they'd be.
Yep, they'd all be standing there behind
right
Tyler.
Right where they'd be.
You know, be like, hey, not cool. Not fair to us. We made it happen. Eric asking, is Christopher Harris going to be doing his recurring segment on the show again this year? I assume so.
I believe he is.
Jong handles all that, but I'm pretty certain he's back. Pretty certain Brad Powers is back, so we're going to have you covered. And you can also... You know, last minute, check out Jerry and Josh's show on Sunday mornings from 10 to 12. They'll give you some great fantasy advice, too.
Did you listen to their first one?
I did.
How was it?
Thought they did pretty well for a first effort.
All right.
Made some suggestions, but overall, pretty good first run. It'll get easier when they get into games.
How much time do we have left? We got time to play a quick little guessing game?
Sure. We got time to do whatever the hell we want.
UFC just officially announced the ticket prices for Khabib versus Conor on October 6th,
okay,
which will go on sale this week. Now, this is face value. What is your guess as far as the cheapest ticket and the most expensive ticket in the house?
Ooh. Well... I've never actually had to buy UFC tickets, so I have no idea what they cost.
Okay.
When I've gone, I've always had them
comped.
Know, yeah.
Tyler, you sit front row at the UFC. What's it cost you?
I'll say $1,500. Probably more than that.
$2,505. That is the top ticket in Vegas. What's that arena called? T-Mobile Arena.
T-Mobile, yeah. Boy, they're going to make a lot of money then because that's a big place.
Oh, yeah. You know? Nosebleeds to get in the house. What do you think?
$45.
$205.
Yeah, I was going to say $200.
The cheapest ticket to get in, yeah. $205.
Wow.
And I'm guessing they go on sale later this week. They will sell out very quickly, and then the prices will go up exponentially.
Are they doing because I remember whenever Pacquiao – Mayweather, they had like the little satellite rooms.
Oh,
they
would sell tickets to that. Yeah, I'm sure they will.
713-780 ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Got a gem of the day coming up next. I don't know if the show's going by fast because we're dropping words we shouldn't, or if it's going by fast because I haven't had a break on the actual breaks.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk away, and I'm going to go see if I can get some coffee or something. And
good call.
Get away from this for a second. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
Hey, Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Hey, this Saturday, August 18th, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with Michael Rappaport and G. Moody comes to Warehouse Live with special guest Paul Wall. You can get tickets at warehouselive.com.
Nice.
So, working on getting Michael on the show over the next couple days. But that'll be at Warehouse Live Saturday night. So, I'd let the people know about that. Since I'm positive it got dumped on 97.5, maybe it's not working on 94.1. Do you have to double dump?
That's what it is. If they're listening on 94.1, I would have had to run in there as well.
Yep.
That's on me.
Well, I mean, not really. Usually you're sitting in there doing nothing and can do that
and
on your own.
I usually do it whenever it does happen, yeah.
Right. Okay, that's something to be aware of when you're here by yourself, is that you're going to have to run. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to Florida. This is one of the ones we had yesterday. If you use this for the dumbass report, I've got to back up. I knew you had a Florida story yesterday. I don't think it was this one.
Okay. I did one yesterday?
Yeah. Florida man claimed to be surrounded by cats and alligators before being arrested for murder.
Did not do that.
Okay. One. Cool. Apparently, a Columbia County man was arrested Wednesday night after admitting to killing his girlfriend. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office was called. There's one guy who keeps texting me. There's a big difference between North Florida and South. No, it's all Florida, okay?
Yeah.
If you're in Florida, you're...
There is a big difference between North Florida and South Florida.
But there's crazies in both.
Yeah, there's still lunatics everywhere.
37-year-old James Hall was being tended to by medics. Police say he was combative and aggressive and had to be tasered and handcuffed after attempting to strike one of the officers. He was also making strange statements about cats and alligators all around him. After noticing dried blood on Hall's clothing, a deputy asked him if the blood was from the cats and the alligators, to which Hall replied, "Do you want the truth?" Deputy told him yes. He told the deputy he killed his girlfriend and she was in a room at home down the street. Additional officials were called in to check the house, see if he was telling the truth. They found a dead woman inside the bedroom. She was taken to a medical examiner's office to determine the cause of death. I don't think it was cats or alligators. He was arrested, charged with murder, battery on an officer, possession of controlled substances, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The case is still ongoing.
Yeah.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. Florida. My other one
gotta love it. Thank God for Florida, right?
Yeah.
What if we didn't have them?
We'd still have England and Oklahoma and Russia, because my other one was this is apparently how they do you if you're misbehaving on a flight.
Do you?
A partially dressed female air passenger screamed while her arms and legs were tied up after she had to be restrained by cabin crew mid-flight. The blonde woman, who was topless except for her black bra,
nice,
was held after she started causing havoc on a flight from Moscow to the resort city of Antalya in southwestern Turkey. Cabin crew said the woman was out of control after drinking too much in the duty-free bar at Moscow before boarding the flight.
It happens. Happens to the best of us.
But you know what? Here's what I like. They didn't turn the plane around. They just restrained her.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, because...
Put an extra seatbelt on them. Do whatever you gotta do. Tie them up.
They put the plastic ties on her.
Yeah.
The woman was violent and abusive, and her behavior was frightening other passengers. They tied her legs together and her hands behind her back before sitting her on the floor of the plane away from other passengers. The screaming woman started banging her head against the side of the plane, so they basically put a pillow there so she couldn't hit her head on the wall. The woman can be heard shouting, "I'm begging you. My arms are tied. I cannot get a hold of you, please. You see what is going on? Look at me. Look at my blood. Those are beasts. Those are liars. They're trying to trick you."
Jeez.
That's
hot.
She's kind of, you know, I think I would. The woman claimed she could see invisible people who she said were trying to kill her. And, of course, this is why I like Russia and Turkey even more. Russian media reports a woman was released on arrival at Antalya Airport. Turkish police reportedly said they had no interest in charging the woman and let her go free. But there's a video of it, and I mean, she's going full Rain Man. Now, some of the passengers were not happy with that. Seriously, they simply let her go. No fines, no blacklist, no nothing. Just go get some tan, you drunk woman. Someone named Maymung said, I'm always shocked that people like that are even allowed on board. I think drunkards should be fined, as well as the people who let them get on board. Drunkards, huh? You think we should be fined? I don't think you should be on my plane then, Maymung.
Yeah.
Dickweed. Oh, well. Not quite your Zadok Jules gym of the day, but just kind of an extra one. It's been a good weekend for crazies, man. We've had some good stuff over the last couple days. Now watch. It'll all stop, and tomorrow will be a struggle to find a really good one.
I think we'll be all right.
Jesus, is it 150 degrees in here or what?
It is a little warm.
I'm just noticing that. I'll have to fix that on the break, too.
We've only got 1 hour to go. We can bake for 1 hour.
I don't want to bake. I don't want to bake, man. I want to be comfortable. Is it too much to ask to just do a show in a nice environment with no problems?
Yeah.
Well, never mind then. All right. 713-780-3776. Is this where I have
light stream. How about this? You do your light stream read, and I'll turn on the AC.
I think, and that's how a good team should work.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ready? Break.
Of course, the team would work better if Tyler had dumped in both places, but that's okay. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Lightstream. If you're trying to save money, how about pay less interest on your credit card balances? Because your credit cards are going to have an average interest rate of 18% APR, maybe higher. Well, get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream and refinance them. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. They offer credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay. 5.89%. That's much less than 18. And you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with Lightstream. How about this? The Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. I've already had several Blitzers tell me they've used this and it's worked great for them. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.